Hi guys, it is midnight and I'm gonna do a series of hot girl summer, even though it is fall, to tell y'all about my experience in dating right now. And yeah, so this first episode, I'm not gonna tell any names, but then I might drop some names or whatever. But I feel like these first couple episodes are gonna be good, right? So I went on a date. I'm trying to remember exactly what happened because it has been a few dudes, right, that I've went on dates with, hung out with, and all this shit. And Nico is looking at me like, oh my god, who the fuck is she talking to? But anyways, so hot girl summer started. I got allergies right now. Hot girl summer started back in, when did it start? Let me give y'all an exact date because I want y'all to know when it started. It started back in August, like for real. Okay, so it started back in August. So I was out here in these streets in August, around like August the 2nd. So a lot of you guys, there's a lot of dating apps. One of them is called Coffee and Bagel. I met this nice young gentleman. I'm not gonna name drop. But the interesting thing about him is, he was such a gentleman. Okay, guys, he just set the standards for guys, and then after it just went downhill after that. But he, so the weird thing, not even a weird thing, well, it kind of was kind of weird. His brothers were named after O.J. Simpson. And, so they were named after O.J. Simpson, all his brothers. So I'm not going to go through the brothers' names and tell y'all who names, but just go look up O.J.'s name or whatever, right? So I thought that was, like, very interesting. So we went on a date. First, we talked on the phone for, like, maybe a day or two. And I never FaceTimed him, but like his pictures, I don't want to say he catfished me, but like his pictures was like the one picture I thought he looked like did not portray, maybe because he didn't have on the glasses. But when I saw him in person, it wasn't what I expected. But we ended up going to this watermelon festival, and it was hot as shit in August. It's been a hot summer in Texas. Three digits, triple digit numbers the whole summer. So let's just say that I was wearing a dress that day, and yeah, no bra, no nothing. Like I was just, well, I did have on underwear, but I did not have any bra on because it was too hot. But my dress had, like the little cups or whatever. I feel like that was too much information for you guys, but I wanted to share that. Anyways, we met up at the Watermelon Festival, and this was during the day, so this was like between 12 and 3, and it was triple digit numbers. I think it was like 105 or something. I don't know. I think it was like 102. But anyways, we ended up staying at the Watermelon Festival for like maybe like 30 minutes because it was like sweating. I was sweating, he was sweating, and then he had on some jeans. And I understand why he had on jeans, because he was very, I don't want to say thin, skinny, yeah, but he was very skinny. But you know what, let me backtrack, okay? So he asked me, okay, I gotta tell y'all, okay. Let me just start from the beginning. So basically, we were talking on the phone, and he gave me a couple of options on what type of date I was gonna go on with him. So, I'm trying to go back to text messages, but the first date was No, I can't even say it. Like, the first day was, I think it was the Watermelon Festival, and then we can go to Topgolf after, right? The second date was at the mansion, and then we can go to, like, a comedy show or something like that. Or, you know, like one of them stand-up comedy ones, shows. The third date was an escape room, and that was on a Sunday. So I was just, like, not thinking about the fucking weather. I was just like, oh my God, the Watermelon Festival sounds dope. I have never been to a Watermelon Festival. I mean, I'm a country girl. I love watermelon. So I was like, let's go to the Watermelon Festival. Let's go to Topgolf after. Not even thinking about the weather and how hot as shit it was going to be. And then we went during the daytime. So I was just like, oh my God, we're going. So we ended up meeting at the Watermelon Festival. And so fast forward, backtrack to what I was saying. So it was very hot. He was wearing some jeans. And we were only at the Watermelon Festival for, like, maybe 30 minutes. They had, like, you know, a couple stands, watermelon, and then they had, like, a place where you can get drinks. So we ended up just staying there, like I said, 30 minutes because it was so hot. And we ended up going into this place where they had, like, the arcade games and the go-karts and bowling. And it was just, like, I forgot what the place is called, but anyways, we were in there talking, and he had Gwen got something to drink, and you know, we were talking, and I feel like he asked me a question about, is there anything else I wanted to tell him? And I never told him about my podcast, but I feel like he knew about my podcast. But I mean, if he knows about my podcast, this is about you. So, like, I just deny, right? So, I'm just like, nah. Like, cause I feel like I don't want to tell people about my podcast that I'm going on a date with them until we reach the relationship stage. Like, this is for you guys, the fans. But anyways, so we left from there. And, I left that one minor detail. I'm a passenger princess. I hate driving. And I make that known to anybody I talk to. I just hate driving. That is just not something that I like to do. So he sent for me an Uber to the Watermelon Fest. I thought that was so cute. That was very nice touch of class that a lot of these DFW men, I have not experienced that right now. Like, not even after a date. Like, I was just like, ooh, you know. But anyways, I feel like that was so nice of him, because I hate driving. So I caught the Uber over there. But anyways, fast forward, we caught the Uber from the Watermelon Festival to Topgolf, and I don't think he had a car, but I mean, it was, like, cool because we caught the Uber together. And then we went to Topgolf, and, you know, he won a game, I won a game. And, you know, it's just, like, the vibe wasn't really there. But, I mean, he was a cool person. Like, he was really nice gentleman, everything. And, you know, from there, I grabbed something to eat. You know, as tourist women, we like to be fed food. So, of course, I had, like, a hamburger. The hamburger wasn't, if I was to give a review on Topgolf food, it's not that great, guys. It never has been that great. But I mean, I just enjoyed playing Topgolf with this young gentleman, and you know, we had a great time. And I told him, and he made notes of, and you know, I have bad memory, and I don't listen, and that's one of my downfalls. And I tend to, like, want things my way a lot of times. So yeah, it's just, yeah. So that with that being said, I told him about my Uber ride over here, and I was just like, you know, the guy was talking a lot and blah blah blah, and like, I didn't really want to have a conversation with the Uber guy. So when he got me an Uber, he said, well, I'll make sure that the Uber is a quiet ride. Oh my God. Not me, passenger princess.
And the Uber driver is shutting the fuck up. Honey, I was top tier. I thought I was in heaven. I was back in our car, cooling off because, you know, I'm sweating. I done sweated out my dress. And I can't even remember. I think I had on a wig. My wig was like, I wanted to snatch off my wig and lay down in the back of the car. But that day, if I was going to give it from out of a 10, I would give it an 8. Because it was an awesome day. He was a nice young gentleman, like I said. But we chatted a little bit after our date, like texting. But then after that it wasn't really nothing there. So, yeah, because I had to go to Georgia to go visit my dad. And, yeah, but, I mean, overall, the date was wonderful. We just didn't really match. But I have been looking for that type of treatment from the rest of these guys in Dallas, and I have yet to get that same type of treatment. I'm telling you, I'm like one step away from going to the white side and seeing if I'm getting it there. But yeah, the guy, I'm always like name dropping. He said I wasn't gonna name drop. But no, the guy was absolutely a nice young gentleman. Yeah, and hopefully he has found somebody. He probably has found somebody. I mean, he had a good job and everything. You know, didn't really want much out of life. And I was just like, you know, that's cool. That's really cool. So that is hot girl summer scenario number one, guys. Yeah, it just, you know, after that, we just lost contact, and yeah, we lost contact. But I had his like name saved differently, so yeah, it's kind of crazy because, you know, I always have like the names in my phone. Well, I try to put the names, but I had him as New Man. So yeah, but I mean, cool, you know, I love it. Skipping forward, I don't know, it's a lot of guys that I have been talking to, but I cannot remember. I can't remember, like, who I talked to and, you know, like, the pictures or anything like that because I cannot remember. But it looks like I was talking to a James, and I don't remember who I was talking to a James. Like, I really don't remember. This has been crazy. Oh, I do remember him. I didn't save his number. So fast forward, I'm gonna tell y'all two dates, right? So who did I go on a date with after that? Give me a second, let me see who I oh my god, I gotta absolutely tell you guys about this one. So I, after Coffee and Bagel, I went over to Hinge. It's another app. It seems like it's a lot more busier. I'm going to say more busier than Coffee Meets Bagel. The men over there it's not as a high caliber men over there. But it's less, never less to say. It's men over there. Right, Peppy? Right. So Nico has met some guys and he probably is tired of meeting people. But fast forward. So yes, it's more men on Hinge. So I went over the Hinge and I was like, yeah, I'm about to put my toe in the water, but now I'm about to put my whole damn body in the water to meet these guys. So I head over to Hinge and, you know, swipe X, like heart, whatever X, you don't like them. So I came across this profile and the guy, and I am going to name drop because, you know, I just think this is crazy because this is what's going on today. So I met this guy
or I saw this profile where this guy, his name was Mike. Thought he was a handsome dude. Read the profile, thought it was awesome. Well, it wasn't really awesome. Let me stop my lying. It wasn't really awesome because I'm gonna just read it to you guys because I still got the profile right. And I am, like I said, I'm gonna name drop. So his profile name is Mike, and on here it says I go crazy for lasagna, right? He's 43 years old, 6'2". He says he lives in Crawley. I'm giving you all this information because I'm about to tell you the truth. And drinking sometimes, smoking, no. And that's all he has. And then he has operation manager for a transportation company. He's a Christian. And he said, dating me is like a gold mine. I don't know what kind of gold mine, but I was willing to see what kind of gold mine it was. The key to my heart is loyalty and honesty. Can I put, it's the heavy on honesty, okay? So, with that little short little profile, I mean, he didn't put really nothing on it. And, you know, with Hinge, Nico, stop licking the floor. With Hinge, you can verify yourself on Hinge. So, he's not verified. So, okay. So, me and him, we started dating. So, we went out on a couple of dates. We went bowling the first time. And then we went bowling the first time. And I can't remember if he won it or I won. I think he won a couple of the games. Nico, stop looking at the floor right now. Sorry, guys. You know, the kids or the pup. So we went bowling. And then I think our first... No, let me backtrack. All right, go sit down. Get out my face. The first date we went to this Mexican restaurant, which was pretty cool. Now I don't like to eat alone. Okay, I don't like to eat alone. So I like for the person to eat. So when we went in the restaurant, you know, he was working, and I was just like, you know, it's cool. I was like, you know, it's nice for him to spend time with me, and considering that he had a busy schedule. So he came out, answered his phone and everything. So he's working, and so I just ordered some drinks, and he ended up, then I ended up getting like some food, and he didn't want to order anything. So I was just like, why does he not want to order anything? I just absolutely hate eating alone. That's just like one thing with me. I prefer for the person to come on a date with me to eat. That's just me. That's how I feel. So he was just like, no, I'm not eating. And I forgot to tell you that he is Jamaican. So he got his Jamaican accent going on. And he's like, no, I don't want to eat. I can't even do it, guys. I can't even try. I'm not Drake. So I ate my food and we had drinks, and after that we parted ways. I think that was the first date. The second date we went bowling, had a great time. The only downfall with that date was that, you know, I just felt like, I don't know, I just felt weird because he paid for the bowling. And then I want my gritty ass wanted to eat again. So I wanted, this was another day, okay? So I had some wings. And then he was eating my wings. And I was like, well, if you're hungry, you should have got your own wings. But whatever. So we had wings and fries and then drinks. So then we extended our night or nightcap. We were walking downtown Fort Worth. I've never been down to Fort Worth. It's amazing, beautiful. Lots of restaurants, lots of shopping stores. Very artsy in some of the places. There was like this gold, was it a gold hat or silver hat or something? I can't remember. But very artsy, very low key and nice. And I like Dallas downtown, Fort Worth downtown. It was really good. Not a lot of homeless people. And a lot of people was like walking around having fun. So I absolutely loved it. Then we, he brought me back home. Cause like I said, I'm a passenger princess. I will ride in the seat that somebody got all day. Now I can drive on my own, but I would rather ride in somebody's car. So anyways, fast forward. So, you know, he said his name was Mike Snow. And I was like, when he told me his last name, I gave him the weirdest look, like, nigga, is this your real last name? And so he said, yes, it's my real last name. But, you know, he had came up with a story of how he got picked on as a child. And how they said, oh, what's the weather like? It's going to snow or some shit like that. And I just looked at him like, okay, so your name is Michael Snow, right? So, I feel like everybody does. You try to Google people's name and Google their phone number. Look at them on social media. Nothing returned, right? Nothing returned. So then, at this time, I'm just like, how can I find out if this is the true Michael Snow that I'm talking to? Is this the real Michael Snow? So I ended up running his tags. And come to find out, his real name was Gavin Reed. Honey, I had texted that man so fast. I was like, I done found his previous address in Florida, his address over here. He said he had 3 kids, but I only saw 2. And then come to find out, like, his name was not, like I said, his name was not Michael Snow. Found out his ex-wife had a bakery, or wife, I don't know. I couldn't even get that far. But anyways, yeah, I told him, I was like, why would you lie about your name? Like, what sense does it make? And so he came back and told me that he had a stalker. Well, why the fuck do you think I wanted to deal with a stalker? Like, why do you think I want to deal with a stalker? I do not want to deal with a stalker. I don't want to deal with no crazy chick. I don't want to get my car keyed anymore. Like, I just don't want to deal with any of that no more. Like, I am free. I am drama free right now. So then he was just like, well, that's it, you know, I think we're done here, blah, blah, blah. Okay, yes, we can be done here because Gavin Reed, you are not Michael Snow, okay? So fast forward to this week. I had a couple of guys that I was dealing with on Hinge, so I deleted my profile on Hinge. But then I recreated my Hinge profile too. For whatever reason, I forgot, like, I don't know. But with me recreating my Hinge profile, then Michael, aka Gavin Reed, liked my picture, and he was just like, that's a pretty picture. And I'm just like, so, you know, I responded to him, and I said, why are you texting me on here when you got my number? And so then he was just like, well, I deleted the text thread. And then he was just, and I was like, your name is still Michael, Mike on here. And then on his phone number, he even says Mike. Like, he done developed this, just like Beyonce, he done developed this alter ego. Like, that's his name, Mike, which is crazy. I'm like, wow, your name is Gavin Ree. It's not Mike. On his answer machine, it has Michael, Mike. I was just like, oh my God, I can't even fathom, like, giving myself a name. I'm just going, at this point, my name is going to be Sasha or something. Something crazy. Something catchy. Sasha. Right? Sasha. You want me to be named Sasha, Nico? Sasha. So, yeah, so now he's back in my life. And he's just, I don't know. I think you got to build things on honesty. So he was just like, Marcy, I just want to fix your car. I'm like, well, come and fix it. Shit.
you know, I'm always, if I am a damsel in distress, passenger princess type of chick who likes to eat, I'm very easy to please. Now, I'm not, you don't have to bend over backwards to do a lot for me. But yeah, no, he ended up coming over, fixing my car. And now, like, you know, he been texting, like, good morning, how you doing, blah, blah, right? Trying to get back in my good graces, but we'll see. But that was my two dates so far, or the two guys that I was dealing with. Yeah, let me know what you think about those two stories. I do have some more stories, but I'm going to have to dig up the text messages. But like I said, this is Hot Girl Summer 2023 edition. We got more. I got more stories, more juicy, more up-to-date stuff that I want to tell you guys and let you know what the struggles of the dating world is in DFW. And Nico is so sick of my shit. Like, he is just sick of it, honey. So yeah, he laying it down over here. But yeah, guys, Hot Girl Summer 2023 edition.